flying through the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Ballycarra Retirement Living and Aged Care, the village of friends. Visit ballycarra.com.
Enda Brady from Sky News UK. Enda, when I was trying to tease this story, to sting it, I had the big frog in my throat and it came out something a bit like Coldplay and a piece of memorabilia, but there's a remarkable story behind a very special Coldplay tattoo. What is it?
Oh, Ben, this is very funny. So everyone knows the lead singer in Coldplay is Chris Martin.
Yep.
There is a soccer player who plays for Scotland, also called Chris Martin.
Yes.
Now, he hasn't been playing very well lately. At the weekend, Scotland were playing Slovenia in a World Cup qualifier. It was 0-0, and with 7 minutes to go, the manager, Gordon Strachan, decided to bring on Chris Martin. Now, a fan watching the match called Callum Sprang, he went on Twitter. He obviously had no faith in Chris Martin coming on, and he said, if Chris Martin scores the winner in this, I will get the lyrics of Viva La Vida tattooed on my arse. 1 minute to go in the match. Guess who scores the winner for Scotland? Chris Martin. And that guy's tweet has now gone viral. The whole of Scotland, everyone is talking about him. He's on the radio this morning. Everyone's putting the pressure on him. He's going to bare his backside and he's going to get the lyrics of Viva La Vida tattooed on his bum.
Well, let's listen to some of it here. Which lines is he going to get tattooed?
All of it.
No, it's all of it.
He's getting the whole lot. I'll tell you what, he could have chosen a much, much shorter song, that's for sure.
Exactly. Trying to explain that one, that's going to be awesome. Now, mate, you've caught up with the times over there. There's going to be new £1 coins to stop what?
Counterfeiters. Would you believe it? They reckon about 3% of our pound coins, which we earn legitimately, are actually made by criminals. So this happens every now and then. You know, you're at a car parking machine, you're at a vending machine. And I used to think, before I read this story, I used to think, oh, it spat out my coin because it's a faulty machine. No, your coin has been made by criminals. So 3% of all the £1 coins in circulation in Britain right now are fraudulent. So
really?
The Royal Mint have had enough, and they are going to work as of today. They are making a new 12-sided, lighter, thinner, it's got a hologram, much more difficult to counterfeit. And I'll tell you what, Ben, anyone listening who's got a piggy bank or any kind of UK currency in the house, you've got 6 months to spend it. It will not be legal tender past October.
Either that or it could be a good collector's item. You never know. Enda, thank you. Thank you, mate. Go get that tat of yours sharpened up as well. Enda Brady from Sky News UK.